Both sides on November's mass transit referendum to replace property taxes with a sales tax hike in Pinellas County are gearing up their campaigns. We recently talked to Randall O'Toole of the Libertarian Cato Institute, who claimed light rail doesn't work. Today, with the other side, WUSF's Steve Newborn talks with Arthur Gazzetti, Vice President for Policy at the trade group American Public Transportation Association.
Mr. Gazzetti, you have seen a lot of these campaigns in various cities around the country. How would you say that Greenlight Pinellas stacks up against them?
Well, the time has come. Public transportation is trending well around the country. Ridership is up. There are new openings very frequently. The pipeline of new projects is robust, as I've seen. Just this summer, you've seen new lines open in Dallas and Tucson and Minneapolis and Grand Rapids. Washington, D.C. opened another line building on its successful system. Orlando, earlier in the summer in May, opened a line. So when you look at it, I started my career in around 1980. There were 7 light rail systems in the country. Today, there are 36, and that number is going to be 41 just in another couple years. So that shows you how this issue is trending forward.
I had talked earlier this week with Randall O'Toole from the Cato Institute. He basically said that there are 2 things going against the Pinellas plan. First of all, it would create the highest sales tax in the entire state of Florida. And second, it would only help certain areas of the county and neglect other areas of the county. The light rail line, for instance, would only run between St. Petersburg and Clearwater and not connect a lot of the other parts of the county. What's your reaction to that argument?
Well, you do have to invest in a system. So when we're talking about revenues, yes, it is require investment. The trend is that elections around the country have been coming in really in a 15-year trend, over 73%. What could be more representative of the public attitude than that, that people are realizing they need a balanced system that includes options, includes choices, has more coverage? The ballot measure in Pinellas County will expand the coverage largely through bus network, but create a system out of it where you have a light rail providing a trunk, providing a spark for economic growth. That has been the case around the country. It's not just about the mobility, but it's also about the economic development it'll spark in your community.
Opponents of this claim that the operating costs of the light rail will be such that it eventually diminishes the money available for bus systems later on down the years.
That's not true. In fact, let me say that there are so many falsehoods and misrepresentations of facts that I'm surprised that the report that gets coverage. The fact is the operation of light rail is less expensive. You have more people on the vehicle. It's a bigger vehicle. It's a higher capacity system. It's designed that way. The cost will be lower. There's some cost to build it, but again, that's investing in our infrastructure. But the cost of operation is going to be less.
Some of the recent polls have placed the Greenlight Pinellas initiative either below acceptance or right around acceptance. Do you believe that this will pass in November, or do you think that more campaigning needs to be done to convince the people out there?
The trend around the country is often there's an education process here. And I think as the education process proceeds, as people understand the system better, understand the plan, that they will vote yes. I think around the country, the systems that have put these projects in place, both light rail and enhanced bus, the trend is for sure they want more. The growth is happening for a reason. Once you get it, you want more. So as people gain their understanding of the benefits and the need for a balanced system, and it'll make the community more robust, all of those factors will contribute to a yes vote. The smart vote would be a yes vote.
All right. Arthur Gazzetti is Vice President of Policy for the American Public Transportation Association. Thanks for your help, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
That was WUSF Steve Newborn talking with Arthur Gazzetti. Opponents of November's Greenlight Pinellas initiative claim that raising sales taxes would cause people to turn away from the area and scare away businesses.